Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive scenes from a coastal land that sketch for us the intricacies of inner life as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 175, written by an anonymous poet. The verse is set in the coastal regions of Naidal and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, nudging the man listening nearby to seek the lady's hand in marriage. Nedungkadal alaitha kudundimir paradavar, kolumeen kollai alimanal kuvayi, meenne atti kilinchal pottiya sirudhi vilakkil tunjum, narumalar punnai ongiya thuraivanodu annaidan arindandro ilale, panal seriyam pendir sirusol nambi suduan pola nokkum, adupal annayen pasalai meye. Opening rhythmically with Nedungkadal and Kodundimil, the poem seems to sing in a fisherman's cheery tune. The phrase Kodundimil brings before our eyes the fisherman's curvy boats. Echoing with melody appears Kolumeen Kollai, meaning a heap of fleshy fish. Somehow the word Kollai has come to be associated with robbery in current day lingo. It tells something about man's trust in nature to provide abundantly. As the centuries rolled, showing that we have turned away from nature's plenty, this word has come to mean that a heap is to be had only by stealing from another. Returning to the poem, we see the curious phrase meen nay. Now, meen refers to fish and nay refers to ghee in today's terminology. A gourmet will wonder if the poem is talking about fish fried in ghee. Turns out that meen nay refers to fish oil, and from this it becomes clear that Sangam folks used nay to mean any viscous liquid. Sirudhi, meaning a small fire, and sirusol, meaning a small word, beckons us with a hint that these little things hold within great meanings. Speaking of which, let's navigate the waves of these words and fish for the meaning. The man and lady have been in love and enjoy each other's company by trysting at day and night. One day, the man arrives to the lady's home and waits for the right opportunity to enter. Seeing him standing there, the confidant, as if talking to the lady, says, "Troubling the deep seas with their curved boats, fisherfolk catch loads of fatty fish and they heap that catch on those abundant sands. Then pouring fish oil into a shell, they light lamps and fall asleep near the glow of that small flame. Such is the land of the Lord, whose shore is filled with fragrant flowered punnai trees. Mother knows nothing of my relationship with the Lord, but believing the slanderous words of the women folk who gather at night, she comes home and looks with fire in her eyes at my form coated with the pallor of pining akin to a boiling pot of milk." A word of warning to ask you not to be alarmed by these words of the confidant who talks about her pining form. As we have seen in other instances, the confidant speaks in the voice of the lady to convey a pointed message to the man. With these words, she subtly urges the man listening nearby to seek a formal union with the lady, informing him that mother is aware of his relationship with the lady and there's a possibility of the lady being confined to the house. Time for a deeper dive into these seas to gather what treasures we can. Fascinating is the way the confidant opens the scene with fishermen on their curved boats, sound marine technology I'm sure, adding that they trouble the seas to catch their fish. The word alaitha made me wonder whether these fishermen are troubling or muddling or disturbing those seas. In any case, their fish hunt is successful, for they bring heaps of fatty fish to the shore. They scrape some fat off these fish, pour it as oil into a shell and then sleep in the glow of this tiny flame. The confidant says these words as if to describe the land of the Lord, but we know that there's more hidden. Before we explore the metaphor, let's take a moment to appreciate this curious use for fish oil. Fish oil, which is said to provide healthy fats to the human body, has been used to light a lamp according to this verse. I wonder how that fragrance will be and I'm making a mental note to ask the next fishermen I meet on Chennai shores whether they can recollect the echoes of this ancient practice. In the light of that burning fish oil, we turn our attention to Mother, who seems to be listening to the conversation of the townswoman on the topic of her daughter. Those women have gathered together to gossip about the lady, and these words fall on Mother's ears. Again, a moment to appreciate the fine choice of words here. Words of slander are called as sirusol, or small words, illustrating to us that the ancients thought there was nothing great about belittling another. Turning to the mother's reaction, till then she knew nothing of the lady's relationship with the man, but now she believes the words of those outsiders. So she walks home and looks at the lady with burning eyes. The poor girl is already boiling like a pot of milk, with a thick shade of pining rising up on her skin, akin to the skin of that boiling milk. What an exquisite simile. Reflecting on poetic devices, we have left one in the lurch. The one about the spread of the man's land, with fisherfolk gathering fish from the seas, heaping them in front of their homes and resting by the glow of the fish oil lamp. This is a metaphor for how the man must gather wealth and place it before the lady's family so as to light the lamp of marriage and ensure that serene sleep of togetherness for the man and the lady. Like the richness of that fatty fish, the poem holds within so many images and meanings to fill us to the full with life on that ancient coast. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.